Hey, what's up? It's Coach K. Do you feel like you have a solid plan in place to guarantee that pass symbol? There are so many students that I talk to that say that they hate reading and they feel lost with their study plan. If this sounds like you, click the link in the show notes to apply for our coaching program. We'll walk you through absolutely everything and help you walk into the MPTE knowing that you're going to pass. I'm Kyle Rice, awful test taker turned physical therapist and standardized test coach for over 5,000 physical therapists worldwide. It wasn't that long ago that I struggled with anxiety, lack of confidence, and the fear of failing the NPTE. Fast forward through the challenges, the 13 standardized test failures, and many lessons learned, and you'll see the life I have today, a life filled with love, financial freedom, and a dream job that allows me to change lives every single day. I created the NPTE Clinical Files podcast to give you simple, actionable strategies along with a step-by-step walkthrough of NPTE-based questions. All of this so that you can dominate your exam like I did and achieve your dream. So if you're a driven PT student who's looking to pass the NPTE and start creating a life you love, you're in the right place. Enjoy the show. For this week's clinical file, we have Briancia, and Briancia is treating a patient with multiple sclerosis and marked extensor tone in the lower extremities. Which of the following is the most effective strategy to reduce tone? So we have A, prolonged cooling, B, light stroking, C, spinning in a chair, and D is high frequency vibration. All right, y'all, let's go up to the top of this question. Your boy's excited because what happened last week, people took the NPTE and dominated. My coaching program students have been reaching out nonstop with great results. I want to thank every single one of you who have supported the podcast, been a part of this mission, have dominated the NPTE. If you didn't dominate it, if you didn't get the score that you were looking for, please reach out to us. That is what we do here at the PT Hustle. I help people do this to overcome this obstacle and get their dream job. So how can you reach out to us? Again, I have a free Facebook group that's out there. It's www.mptegroup.com. You could definitely go there, reach out to us. We're there to serve you every single week. All right, do that. www.mptegroup.com, absolutely free Facebook group. All right, let's go ahead and jump into this question right here. We have Briancia is treating a patient with multiple sclerosis and marked extensor tone in the lower extremities. All right, I'm going to go ahead and stop there for a minute, make sure that we're all on the same page. Multiple sclerosis, all right? So we know that this patient presents to us typically with a bit more upper motor neuron related signs and symptoms like spasticity or increased tone. So this makes sense because in this first sentence, it says marked extensor tone. So I know this patient is presenting to us with spasticity or increased tone in the lower extremities. Are we all good here? Can we move forward? All right, let's continue. It says, which of the following is the most effective strategy to reduce tone? I think this question's pretty straightforward. It's just asking you which of the following is going to reduce tone. All right. And so if you haven't, you know, looked at this information in a while, definitely check this out. Definitely review it because this is the type of question I can easily see showing up on the NPTE, just asking you like which one of these reduces tone. So for those of you on the podcast, let me go through the answer choices again. We have A, prolonged cooling, B, light stroking, C, spinning in a chair, and D is high frequency vibration. What answer do you got? Lock it in right now. A says prolonged cooling. Let me ask you, is this a strategy that can reduce tone? Yes or no? If you're saying no to that, I challenge you because actually prolonged cooling, like maybe immersion in cold water or an ice wrap or some type of ice massage that you're doing for a while, that actually decreases neural and muscle spindle firing. So what am I really saying is that prolonged cooling is actually inhibitory and it will relax increased muscle tone. So I like prolonged cooling as an answer here. Remember, the question is asking for which of the following is the most effective strategy to reduce tone. I like A. Doesn't mean it's the right answer because the question is asking for the most effective. So let's continue looking at the rest of the answer choices. All right, we have B, light stroking.
All right. And so you may have seen this back at PT school in lab. This is something that I had to do back in lab. I remember it was very quick, but we had to do this light stroking during our neuro class. And it's typically like this very brisk, quick stroking type of action that you do. Is it there to reduce tone? No. That light stroking or that light touch is really there to facilitate muscle. And a lot of times it can elicit like a protective response or even like a flexor withdrawal response. And so is this something I really want to do with this patient? I would say no, because the question's asking which of the following is the most effective to reduce tone. Light stroking is going to increase tone. I'm going to go ahead and put an X next to B. Let's take a look at C. C says spinning in a chair. For all my PTs out there, you already know this is a strategy that we can use to increase a person's tone. We typically use this with patients who have hypotonia or like Down syndrome or something. You tend to see that, and you'll see that also in the textbook as well. So spinning in a chair, is that going to reduce tone? No, it's going to increase it. And therefore, I'm going to put an X next to C. I would not do that with this patient, okay? Let's take a look at D. D says high frequency vibration. All right, talk to me about this because I see a couple of y'all, actually quite a few of you were down between two answers here. You were trying to decide, okay, whether it's A or D. So let's talk about high frequency vibration. Is that something that's going to inhibit or facilitate? Well, you should know that high frequency vibration is something that facilitates muscle contraction. Now, if we were talking about low frequency vibration, it'd be a different story. But high frequency vibration is going to facilitate, and therefore, this cannot be the right answer because we're looking for which of the following is the most effective strategy to reduce tone. So what am I going to do? Eliminate D, high frequency vibration. And that leaves us with our final answer of A, prolonged cooling. Congratulations to those of you who got this one correct. This is a tough one as well. But I will say, if you're getting ready for the NPTE and you want to dominate that thing with confidence, you're going to need to know the strategies to use to facilitate muscle contraction, facilitate tone, but also the strategies to reduce tone. All right, very important for you moving forward. Definitely make a chart, a list, and review that for the NPTE. All right, for those of you, again, that are out there, PT students or new grads, maybe you're a PTA or new grad, you have an opportunity right now to get some really solid training for free. How can you do that? Go to www.nptegroup.com. Every single Monday, I'm in there dropping tips and tricks on how you can continue to learn better, retain more information, but most of all, go into the NPTE and pass it for once, all right? So go to www.nptgroup.com. And if you haven't gotten our free musculoskeletal cheat sheets, we do have those out there. You can go to www.nptecheatsheetswithans.com. So whether you're on iTunes, Spotify, Ghana, Overbreak, wherever you're at in podcast land, go into the show notes, click the link in there, and you can get it. Hi, this is Kyle, and thanks for downloading the podcast. I always enjoy spending this time with you, and I hope that you leave today feeling motivated and with a better understanding. Make sure to subscribe to get new mock NPTE questions each week. I deeply appreciate your support. It helps keep this mission going. And as I always say, keep learning, stay committed. I'll see you next time.